And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the best moments of last week's inauguration, President Joe Biden rightfully called out the destructive propaganda masquerading as news that cynical far-right media outlets and their political allies have been spoon-feeding gullible audiences. As the president aptly observed, quote, "Recent weeks and months have taught us a painful lesson. There is truth and there are lies, lies told for power and for profit," unquote. Meanwhile, as if to confirm Biden's assessment, one of the top purveyors of falsehoods for profit, Fox News, quickly unleashed its hosts to attack Biden's every move, while also adding another hour of conspiracy-laden commentary to its primetime quote-unquote news coverage. Happily, there are signs the scheme may be fizzling, just as they've turned off the campaign finance tap to many of the politicians who abetted the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Some leading U.S. corporations are indicating they may also end their sponsorship of the propaganda shows on Fox News. Let's hope this long overdue step happens and hits Fox News right where it will be most noticed, in its bottom line. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.